USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Investigators in Idaho, pouring through more than 260 digital submissions to a link supplied by the FBI, they're hoping to break the case of the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. It's been a couple of weeks since the four students were found in a Moscow home. Police still have not found the suspect or the weapon used in the murder, and they're asking for the public's help. A vigil will be held for the six victims killed during a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. The announcement comes as police release a so-called death note written by the suspected gunman, Andre Bing. Bing was a supervisor at the store. He was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after the shooting. He wrote on his phone about being harassed by his coworkers, wishing that he could start over. The handgun Bing used was purchased legally the morning of the shooting. The Federal Communications Commission, citing national security concerns, is banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. The agency is also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance systems. The new rules were approved Friday. The entertainment world is remembering singer and actress Irene Cara. She won an Oscar and Golden Globe along with two Grammys. Cara is best known as the voice behind the title cut from the 1980 film Fame and the era-defining Flashdance What a Feeling 3 years later. Deborah Cox called Cara an inspiration, while Holly Robinson Peake recalled seeing Cara perform, saying the insane combination of talent and beauty was overwhelming to her. Cara died at her home in Florida. She was 63. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A record $9.12 billion in online sales were made on Black Friday. That's according to Adobe Analytics. Inflation is part of the reason for the higher number. Online sales for electronics spiked 221% compared to an average day in October. MacBooks and Apple Watches were top sellers, along with drones, the Xbox Series X, and games like FIFA 23 and Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Adobe expects another $4.5 billion to be spent on Saturday and close to $5 billion spent on Sunday. A pocket-friendly airline has found a way to save money.
Frontier Airlines is getting rid of its telephone customer service. The company will now transition to online, mobile, and text support via the company website or app. The change is one of many the budget-friendly airline has done in the past to cut costs, including charging fees for carry-on luggage, snacks, and advanced seat assignments. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Early voting has begun in Georgia. The top of the ticket is the hotly contested Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Democrats already have control of the Senate, but a Warnock victory would give Democrats a 51st vote in the upper chamber, giving the party control outright. There's a new COVID variant. It's known as XBB. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.